AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Biggest complaint from people living in the eastern U.S. cities hit by the big weekend storm could be that a snowplow has not yet reached their street or neighborhood. The Prince George's County, Maryland Emergency Operations Director says crews are doing their best to tackle an enormous task.
It's going to be a long and tedious process. It may take another 24 hours, 36 hours to get to all of the roads, but we are making progress.
Sound courtesy WJLA-TV. In New York City, narrow streets means there's nowhere to pile up the snow. Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia says an army of front-end loaders has descended on the borough of Queens.
We've moved over 170 front-end loaders into Queens because some of those streets a plow is not effective. The snow is too deep and there's not enough room, so we are literally going in, dragging it out.
New York City schools are opening, but schools in Philadelphia, Washington, and Baltimore will be closed again today. On the opposite coast, authorities say El Nino storms have put homes perched atop coastal bluffs near San Francisco in danger. Homes have been evacuated in Pacifica because of crashing waves and powerful rainstorms eating away at the cliffs. The city manager has declared a local state of emergency. A week before the Iowa caucuses, all three Democratic presidential candidates appeared at an Iowa forum last night. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports.
The Des Moines Register has been critical of how Hillary Clinton has dealt with the investigation of her use of a private email server. At a CNN town hall, she said that criticism is fair. At the same event, Bernie Sanders acknowledged the health care plan he unveiled would raise taxes for some. Martin O'Malley, meanwhile, said that affordable education and climate change are the most important issues facing young people in America.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama says he'll ban the use of solitary confinement for juvenile and low-level offenders in federal prisons. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the move caps a six-month study by federal prison officials.
The president says the study found solitary is often overused, sometimes doing serious and long-lasting psychological damage. It can worsen existing mental illnesses or trigger new ones. In a column written for the Washington Post, he says, especially for young offenders, stretches in solitary can make it difficult for released inmates to rejoin society as whole people.
Malaysian police say 13 bodies believed to be Indonesian illegal immigrants were found washed ashore after their boat capsized in bad sea conditions. And also from Malaysia, word that a piece of metal found washed up on a Thai beach last week was not from Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 that went missing almost 2 years ago. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.